Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is April 27th, 2015, Monday. My name is Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I'm going to be speaking about one of my favorite topics, which is traveling. This is episode 67 of the Follow English Podcast. And I decided to speak about traveling today because it's one of the topics that every language learner likes to talk about. I think most people who are learning a language like traveling, and many of them are actually learning the language because they want to travel and they want to be able to communicate more clearly and make the most of their trips. Before I start, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email to the email list so you can receive notifications whenever there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher you might be using to reach us. I would like to also remind you that you can send emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you want to make any suggestions for future topics. Keep listening and keep learning. So this is a very nice topic to discuss. One thing, I'm going to start by talking a little bit about the way we plan our trips nowadays. Because now, in the last, 10, 15 years with the internet, we've been doing a lot of online booking, with all these booking sites. People basically book all the hotels and even sometimes buy museum tickets and stuff like that online before they travel. And of course, this is positive on one hand because it saves you time, it helps you in your planning, helps you planning your trip. But on the other hand, it kills that romantic idea of traveling, that you have to go to a place and you can make decisions, you can change your mind, you can decide to stay a little longer. And so this is my main contention here. So I want to speak a little bit about the negative things, which, in my opinion, whenever you're traveling and something goes wrong, I normally tell people, I'm happy. It's not that I'm planning for things to go wrong, but it's because whenever things go wrong, those are the moments where you have to improvise, where you have to make decisions, and the moments that will actually be unforgettable, that you will have stories to tell. And you see, if you plan your trip and everything goes right all the time, probably you will forget about many of the things that you did and places you visited, names of places. So when things go wrong, you actually have to allocate more attention because you have to make decisions, you have to solve problems, and those are the moments when you actually enjoy the most. Of course, I'm not saying that that I plan for things to go wrong. No. That's not what I'm saying. Of course, when I plan my trips, I try to plan them so that everything goes right. But when things go wrong, I'm not so sad because I know that those are the moments that we have to improvise and we have to solve problems and we will certainly have stories to tell about those moments. This is my criticism about nowadays way of planning our trips, because everything is so planned, in detail, that there is little room for improvisation, for making decisions, because you have your hotel reservations, You have to keep moving. You can't change your mind. In a way, this is sad, because the romantic idea of traveling, where is it? There is no decision making anymore. You make all your decisions online before you make the reservations. This is it. Now I want to share with you a couple of stories that happened to me or while I was traveling. One of them was in the south of Uruguay. I was traveling by car with my family, and we were in Colonia del Sacramento, and this is a historical city in the south of Uruguay. We were planning to stay there for a couple of days, but to stay there for 3 or 4 days, in fact, but as the weather was not very good and the forecast was kind of announcing rain soon, I mean, anytime, we decided to pay just for the 2 first nights and see what was going to happen. And then we actually visited a lot of the sites on those 2 first days. Then on the 3rd day, when I looked at the sky, I remember that the sky was very dark. And I thought it would be a good idea to leave the hotel without paying for the following night. I told the receptionist about that, and we left to go sightseeing. Then we visited a couple of other sites in Colonia del Sacramento. And when it was getting close to midday, let's say around 10:30, then suddenly it started raining. And heavily, I mean, and then I talked to my wife and we decided, okay, let's go back to the hotel, grab our stuff and hit the road and let's go to Montevideo, which is the capital. And so that's what we did. We went back to the hotel, grabbed our suitcases, said goodbye to the receptionist and hit the road. And so we were able to change our minds because of the weather in this case, as we had already seen most of the sites there, we decided that it was good time to leave and to keep moving. So we arrived in Montevideo, and then of course we had to spend, let's say, 30-40 minutes looking for a hotel to stay, and we managed to find one after, I don't know, visiting 3 or 4 hotels, we managed to find one with a good room, and there was even parking. Then we stayed there. It was in a good location as well. But this is an example of a case in which, if we had booked everything in advance, probably we wouldn't have been able to do something like that. I mean, we wouldn't have been able to change our minds and to hit the road and keep moving. Another case was another story is a more recent story. I was traveling here near my home in the south of Brazil. I was about 500 kilometers from here. We were visiting some mountains. We went up a kind of mountain range that we have here near the coast, and there is a beautiful road. And I was planning to stay there at the top of this mountain range where there is a kind of small town. I was planning to stay there for a night so that we could get some rest and then keep traveling on the following day. But when we arrived there, me and a friend and our wives looked at each other and they were like, no, we're not staying in this town. They thought it was a bit scary because it was a very small town. It looked kind of... there's nothing to do there, and there are no decent hotels. My friend's wife was like, well, there's no way we can stay in this town tonight. And then, in fact, I agreed to them. I agreed with them, and we decided to keep moving. So we changed our minds, and we changed our plans, and we left and went straight to the coast, straight back to the coast. It was a long day, because then we had to do more traveling than we were planning before, yeah. But we managed to find a place that was more, let's say, welcoming for us to stay. We found a nice house on the coast at the beach, and then we stayed one extra day at the beach because we arrived 1 day before, and we didn't have to stay in that ghost small town in the mountains. So this is it. These are two examples of moments where you improvise, where you can change your mind, and things go wrong, but you can change things. You can. Whereas if you have all the reservations, sometimes it's not possible to do that. So, of course, sometimes if you're traveling very long distances, if you're going to a different continent, sometimes maybe it's a better idea to have your reservations. But if you're going anywhere that is within the reach of your next destination, and you can easily take your car and keep going,
I recommend you try that. I mean, try to travel without having all the reservations and make your decisions along the way.
So this is it for today. I hope you're all learning something. Keep studying and keep listening. Remember that listening is definitely the most important skill you should practice when you're learning a language. Thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye.